Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing today? Good? That's good. All right. How great was it to see the kids up this morning? So as a church, in the lead up to Christmas, we've been looking at the theme, A Saviour is Born. Simone started us off 2 weeks ago talking about the greatest gift, how Jesus was born in the mess and he still enters into the reality of our messy everyday lives and loves us. He's the greatest gift. He gives us rest. And Christmas is the story of God's relentless love for us. And then last week, Matthew shared about the hope that the Saviour brought. And although many of the people of Israel were expecting their Saviour to be an all-conquering, mighty king, saving them from the physical troubles on earth, they focused on only certain parts of the prophecies of what their Saviour was going to be. They overlooked the ones about him being a humble, suffering servant, saving those who have lost their way and bringing eternal life in heaven. And ultimately, they missed the real thing when it was right in front of them. The hope of the Saviour brings freedom for captives of sin, and those who know the truth, who believe in him, can proclaim his goodness and the hope that he brings. And so today we continue with Christmas, A Saviour is Born, our Saviour who is the Prince of Peace. We first read about the Prince of Peace in Isaiah, where he prophesied the coming of the Saviour. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." You know, peace is talked about quite a bit in the Bible, both in the Old and New Testament. Depending on the version of the Bible, there are over 400 scriptures that talk about peace. Whether that's peace with God, peace among men, having false peace, how to find that true, lasting peace, having peace like a river, putting on the shoes of peace in the armour of God. Essentially, it all comes back to God being our source of peace. In Hebrew, peace is translated as shalom, which means soundness and completeness. And shalom comes from the word shalem, which stands for making something whole. So you could say being at peace from the biblical point of view means being in a whole or complete state. And we can only be made whole through Jesus. Jesus said to his followers in John chapter 16, verse 33, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." And in John 14, he tells his disciples that he is going away, but they will have the Helper, the Holy Spirit, who will teach them all things and remind them of all that he has said. You know, our overarching focus for this year has been come, Holy Spirit. So when Jesus then says in verse 27, John 14, verse 27, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." He is leaving the power of the Holy Spirit to help us hold on to that peace that he has brought into the world. Jesus is saying that he leaves his peace with us so that we no longer need to be afraid or troubled. He knows that the world will try to offer solutions to ease the troubles that we face. But while some things may work for a short time, they don't bring wholeness. They don't bring true peace that we can experience through him. And I think we've experienced or heard some stories of that. I love our testimony time. And I think that is real testimony of the peace of God at work in our lives, because often the evidence of God's peace is when we're going through things that aren't very peaceful, when there's disruption, when there's chaos, when there's a bit of mess happening. That's when the peace of God is at work in our lives. So as used in these passages in John, peace can be attributed to the presence of God instead of the absence of trouble. The presence of the Prince of Peace in our lives brings completeness, a wholeness that may not make sense to the rest of the world. Philippians 4 verse 7 talks about the peace that passes or transcends all understanding. Have you ever spent time with someone who is in the middle of a raging storm in their life, but you can just see they have a peace about them? It's not an ignorance to the trouble around them or pretending there isn't a problem. It's recognizing the Prince of Peace in the presence of God, regardless of the situation and circumstance. Philippians 4 verses 4 to 7 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, no matter what you're going through. I will say it again, rejoice." I love what Megan did this morning with getting a few people to share some praise points, little bits of praise. When we rejoice and share that with each other, that is again a testimony of what God's doing in our lives. Verse 5 says, "Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." We can experience the peace of God, but it is a choice. It's a choice to bring the worries and anxieties of life to God and leave them with Him. Sometimes to do that, there are things that we need to identify that are barriers or maybe habitual sin that continues to come between us, between us and experiencing the peace of God, receiving the gift that is the Prince of Peace. On Friday night, we had our last night of 6-0 for this year. So after the parade, we got together and had a Christmas party. And for our final little message of the year, we talked about the story of Jesus' birth and how the wise men brought the gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. You know, it's interesting to think about how they brought expensive gifts to honour the new king when Jesus himself is the greatest gift. His gift of life is far greater than fancy fragrances and gold because he is the gold. We gave out little pieces of gold. See if I can find them here. Little pieces of gold to each person with a little note to encourage them and remind them to find the gold in life, meaning to find Jesus. He is our ever-present help in time of need. He is our strength, our hope, and our Prince of Peace, regardless of what is going on around us. As we've heard today, we experience his peace when we experience his presence. In doing this, we can be little glimpses of gold to those around us. The message for the youth was to first find the gold and then to also be the gold. And Bevan, I love what you shared about sometimes we can lose that spark. That's like that little piece of gold. But it's so important to find Jesus, to find that gold, that peace, and then to share that. So I wonder if maybe some of the kids, or maybe some big kids too, I've got a whole little bag of gold. I wonder if anyone wants to come and find the gold this morning. Does anyone want to come up and grab some gold? Oh, Ace, yeah, go for it. And I might actually give you two bits of gold, because then you can share that piece of gold. So one for you, and one for someone else you can find. You can give it to anyone. It might be mum or dad. Might be anyone. Oh, Mrs. Poposky's over there waving. Do you want some gold, Will? There you go. I've still got a couple more. Anyone wants to? Caitlin, do you want some gold? Come on up. So, yeah, the encouragement for the youth was to first find that gold, no matter the situation and circumstance. And once we experience that, you know, we have to share it, don't we? You know, when we have something that is so precious, that is so real and that makes such a difference in our lives, there's no way that we can't share it with those around us. Oh, I do have some more, by the way. So if any of big kids out there are are wanting to get some gold, you can come find it still. I'm not going to throw it at anyone because I'm a bad throw. It'll end up hitting someone in the face. So that's my encouragement for you today, church. We have access to the true source of peace, the peace that the world longs for but may never fully experience. I hope that the meaning and truth behind this message is planted firmly in your hearts and minds today. It is a shorter message, but I hope that the thing that you remember this morning isn't that it was a short message and we got to get to the coffee and scones nice and quick, but that it was the most important message. That as you prepare for Christmas, whatever that looks like for you, let us remember that Jesus is the greatest gift. He is the hope for the world. He is our source of true, everlasting peace. To experience this fully, there are four things that we need. We need to recognise the Prince of Peace, Jesus, who has overcome the world so that there is nothing that we could face that he hasn't already overcome. We need to identify and repent from the barriers and sin. If we place greater importance in the things of this world, whether it's troubles and trials, sin that we keep turning back to, or just simply not putting God in his rightful place, if we hold those things more highly than the things of eternity, we're not going to experience the fullness, the wholeness and completeness of his peace. We need to receive the gift of peace. Jesus was born into this world and many knew of him but missed the opportunity to truly know him. And it still happens today. He's here in our midst and we can know him and experience him every day. But many choose not to or have good intentions to get to know him. But the busyness of life overtakes these good intentions. We don't want anyone to miss out on receiving that gift of peace. Which brings us to the fourth thing, which is to share his peace. You know, once we've found it, we can't keep it to ourselves. We must find the gold, which is Jesus, so that we can know him. And then we are called to be the gold. You know, I had a friend share the verse that we had up before, John 14:27. I remember in school, I just found out that Dad was sick and was going to have to go to the mainland for lots of tests and things. And my friend shared with me those verses because they'd been shared with her when she was going through a family illness. Her mum was going through a family illness. And you know, she said, these verses really helped me. Someone shared those verses with me. And so she shared them also then with me. And that stuck with me for, well, at least 15 years. And so how important is it that we share the gold? When we've experienced it for ourselves, we can then pass it on. So if I can invite the band back up. I recently purchased a book. Oh, I had it in my bag, but anyway, it doesn't matter. from a secondhand book sale, which is called Praying the Names of Jesus by Anne Spangler. Oh, thanks, Caleb. It's always good to have the actual thing, so you know I'm not making it up. and although I haven't started it properly, I did find the section on Prince of Peace to be quite helpful when preparing for this message. And I'd like to read this and pray some of these words over you. Maybe you're here today and you're in the midst of a storm. Maybe you've overcome a storm and you're ready to rejoice and praise. Maybe life is just busy, but you can't remember the last time it wasn't busy. Or maybe it's not a situation or circumstance, but you just need a fresh wave of the peace of God over your heart and mind. I'm sure we all have times where we can feel a little shaky. So let's stand together and know that we all need the Prince of Peace in our lives. So if I can invite you to stand, church, and I'll pray some of these words from this book before we sing. So if you feel comfortable, please feel free to hold out your hands. Ah, Lord, no matter what we have done, how agitated or frantic we feel, or how chaotic life has become, Christ says to us today, Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Peace be with you in your relationship with God, with others, and with yourself. May his peace settle into your soul and rule in your heart. May it become the loom on which your life is woven, clothing you with his compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Repent of what you have done wrong, forgive as you have been forgiven, and let the one who is called the Prince of Peace rule in your heart. Lord God, we stand before you this morning as one, as your church and your people, seeking your peace in our lives, that we might display your peace that passes understanding, that those around us will see you shining through our lives in the midst of the trials, the storms, and the busyness, and that through your strength and guidance, we can be the gold, that glimmer of peace for others, that through us, they too may find your peace and come to know you and have relationship with you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.